Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. It's play ball for the South Bend Cubs as they begin their season tonight with a three-game set at Quad Cities. The team announced its opening day roster yesterday, and it features an almost 50-50 split of players who have played in South Bend before and those who are new. The roster is headlined by three of the Chicago Cubs' top 30 ranked prospects, with number 9 Cubs prospect Jefferson Rojas leading the group. The 18-year-old hit 7 home runs in Low A Myrtle Beach last season. The other two top prospects are pitcher Drew Gray and infielder Pedro Ramirez. The team is led by new manager Nick Lovello, who already has experience working with these players. Due to basketball this weekend on WSBT, the entire opening series will be heard on 96.1 The Ton. Coverage begins tonight at 7:10, tomorrow night at 6:45, and Sunday afternoon at 1:45. The Women's Basketball Coaches Association has announced its 2024 Division I Coaches All-America honors and a pair of Irish earned recognition from the organization. Freshman Hannah Hidalgo was one of 10 athletes to be named to the formal team after averaging 22.6 points and 4.6 steals per game en route to being named the ACC Rookie and Defensive Player of the Year and ACC Tournament MVP. Maddie Westbelt earned WBCA Coaches All-America Honorable Mention status. The senior averaged 14.4 points and 8.7 rebounds per game this season and was named to the All-ACC second team.
Come Swope. He's got it. Tries to launch at the three. There's no call. He gets it. He's blocked by Bediako. It's tapped around. There's still 2 seconds to go. It's Caldwell for the win. No! And Seton Hall wins the 2024 NIT Championship.
Audio from ESPN. Dre Davis scored on a layup with 16 seconds left to cap Seton Hall's decisive late run, giving the Pirates a 79-77 victory over Indiana State. The women's Final Four is tonight with NC State taking on South Carolina at 7 p.m. and UConn and Iowa to follow. Coverage from Cleveland starts at 6:30 tonight on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The women's national championship game is Sunday at 3 p.m. The men's Final Four is tomorrow night. Purdue takes on tournament Cinderella NC State at 6:09 tomorrow night, with Alabama and UConn following. Coverage from Glendale, Arizona starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. with the Final Four show on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
As this floated to left center field, it's a long way to go, and Keith got it over both of them to the wall. Colt Keith, massive strength, his first career extra base hit, and the Tigers have taken the lead in the 11th.
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Colt Keith hit an RBI double in the 11th inning yesterday, sparking the Detroit Tigers to a 6-3 comeback win in the first game of their doubleheader yesterday against the Mets. The win extended their best start since 2015. Pete Alonso launched a tying home run leading off the 9th inning. Tyrone Taylor lined a game-winning single, and the New York Mets, after going 13 innings without a hit, rallied past the Detroit Tigers 2-1 for their first victory of the season Thursday and a doubleheader split. Nelson Velasquez and MJ Melendez each homered and drove in 2 runs, leading Seth Lugo and the Kansas City Royals to a 10-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox. With the 2024 MLB season now 1 week old, something other than the play on the field has continued to draw attention: the subpar uniform situation. In a statement, Nike has admitted to receiving feedback from teams and says that they're currently testing different options to lessen the moisture-related aesthetic color differences. Meanwhile, some players have gone on record saying that these new uniforms are a downgrade and joking suggested bringing the old ones back out of the closet. In the NBA, the Knicks top Sacramento 120-109 despite finding out earlier that Julius Randle will be out for the rest of the season after shoulder surgery. Joel Embiid's 29 points lifted Philadelphia past Miami 109-105. Dallas beat Atlanta 109-95. Golden State gets 29 from both Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to blow out Houston 133-110 and win their 6th straight. The Clippers overcome a Nikola Jokic triple-double of 36, 17, and 10 to beat Denver 102-100. Tonight, the Pacers host OKC at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, the Bulls host the Knicks, and Detroit is at Memphis. As part of their blockbuster trade to acquire wide receiver Stephon Diggs, the Houston Texans wiped out the final 3 years on his contract, giving him the ability to become a free agent after this season. The Texans also took the $3.5 million guaranteed to Diggs next season and moved it up into this season, giving him a raise and assuring him of $22.52 million in guaranteed money in 2024. A group of college presidents and executives are proposing an 80-team Super League that would change college football as we know it. A 20-person group is trying to implement a new system that would replace the NCAA and college football playoff system and potentially provide a solution for the hurricane of current and future lawsuits aimed at the business of the sport, plus the NIL and transfer portal issues that, they believe, have put college athletics as a whole in peril.
Mostly cloudy skies today with an isolated rain shower, eventually clearing out late day. Highs expected in the mid-40s. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.